Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kier. Can I get your zip code, please?
04953.
Thank you for the information. Can you provide me with your first and last name, please?
Denise Bowley.
Okay, bear with me for one moment. Bear with me for one moment. I'm having some issues with my computer. I do apologize for the hold. Bear with me for one moment.
Okay.
One moment.
Okay.
Bear with me for one moment. I'm having issues with my computer. I'm just going to reach out to my supervisor. I do apologize for the hold. Allow me one moment.
Okay. This is how my initiation is going to speak. And next we'll be at work.
Thank you for being patient, ma'am. I'm still reaching out to my supervisor. I do apologize for the hold. Just please continue to bear with me for a few moments.
Okay, thank you.
Can I get your first and last name again?
Denise Bowley.
Thank you for that information. And can you verify your address for me, please?
30 High Street, Newport, Maine.
Thank you for that information. I see you have two Focus Fitness watch. How can I help you?
There was a charge from your company put on my debit card yesterday that was not authorized.
Okay. Are you referring to the $64.97 charge?
That is correct.
Okay. When you originally purchased the watches for $5.97 and $18.94 on the 29th of April, that was a 14-day trial. You have 14 days to call and cancel if you do not want to be charged the full retail price of those watch. Due to you not calling...
The ad that I read said that it was a gift. It did not say anything about any charges going through. And you can have the thing back because I can't even figure how to use it.
Okay. It's just a one-time charge, ma'am. It's not a monthly
subscription. No, I don't want it. If I had known there was going to be another charge, I wouldn't have even asked for it because it said that it was a gift and all I had to pay was the shipping. I don't want it. You want it back? I can send it back to you, but I don't want it.
Bear with me.
I want a refund.
Okay, what I can do for you today, now I can offer you
a one-time... I don't want it.
No, ma'am. I can offer you a 35% refund off that one-time charge, and you'll be able to keep that watch.
I would like to speak to your manager, please.
We all follow the same protocols. You'll get the same results you're getting from me.
Okay, I still want to talk to them, though, please.
Again, ma'am, we all follow the same protocols.
Okay, this is Brittany from Sebastico Valley Credit Union, and I am currently with right now, and she's saying that she didn't authorize this transaction, so she's not going to get a full refund today. We will go forward with the fraud form. And
okay.
Post that to you guys.
And she has filed a dispute, correct?
She's going to, if you guys are not going to be able to give her the money back.
Okay. Can you ask Miss Denise, did she purchase it for $5.97 and $18.64? Yeah.
Did she what?
Did she purchase the watch for $18.94 and $5.97?
Did you purchase that? Was that the shipping that you...
Yes. I did pay the shipping because
She paid the shipping because
okay.
It said that she needed to pay the shipping and it would be a gift.
Okay. Yeah. So the charges are not fraudulent. So bear with me for one moment.
Well, the other charge is fraudulent.
because she didn't verify it to go through. She authorized the other two transactions to go through on her account. She never authorized a $60-something to go through.
Okay, bear with me for one moment.
Nope. 2 hours from now.
Bear with me for one moment.
Yep.
Okay, right now I'm just canceling out the account for you. Allow me one moment and I'm going to provide you with a cancellation number.
Yep. No, why they can't cancel it myself. That's normally what happens is someone will sign up for some sort of subscription, but it'll say, like, for a box of diapers, you can get it for $15 versus $35. So then people are like, all right, yeah, I'll do that. And they'll pay for that to come through. But then they don't realize that now they're signing up for, like, a monthly subscription, and people continue to...
Okay, I want to refund the $64.97 back into the account. You'll receive it in 3 to 5 business days. I can also provide the cancellation number. Let me know when you're ready.
Yep, go ahead.
C is in Charlie, number 5, number 6, number 5, number 5, number 5.
So C as in cat, 56555.
That's correct.
Okay, and how do I go about getting to where I need to plug in that cancellation number?
That's just a verification that the account is canceled.
Oh, okay. So you canceled it. That's just the number verifying that it's done.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.